Word to the wise, if you're preaching, don't pick a short hymn before the sermon. Text for our meditation is from the Old Testament lesson from Jeremiah chapter 20. O Lord, you have deceived me, and I was deceived. You are stronger than I, and you have prevailed. I have become a laughingstock all the day. This is our text. There is a theme of struggle that runs through all three of our lessons for today. In our Old Testament lesson, Jeremiah is struggling with the Israelites. He is preaching doom and gloom to them, and they continue in their sin, and they cause him many, many troubles. In the epistle lesson for today from Romans, St. Paul is writing about that struggle that we have with sinning and going against God's word, or choosing to follow God's word and living a righteous life. And in the gospel lesson today, there is a struggle even between families, where a father or brothers accuse one another to death, and father rises against child and children against parents, and the believers and the unbelievers just don't get along. And so there are times in our lives when life is filled with struggle. If that were not the case, I guess there wouldn't be any country and western songs, because many of those songs are about the struggles that we endure from time to time, and I think that's exactly why country and western music is so popular as it is. Unfortunately, listening to somebody else sing about their struggles doesn't make your struggles any easier. In fact, it might even make you more depressed as you listen to them. So it may be a little bit cliche, but when life gets tough, when it seems like everyone is out to get you, when it feels like God is a million miles away, and maybe that even God is out to get you, well, it is those times when you really need to get down on your knees and pray to God. Pray that He takes away your struggles, but also pray that He assures you that He is walking with you in your struggles every moment of every day. And that's why I believe that that last verse of the book of Matthew is such a wonderful promise from our Lord Jesus Christ, when He says, "And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." Looking at our Old Testament lesson for today, I am quite sure that Jeremiah felt that God was not with him. He was having a very rough time. He says in that very first verse that he believed that God had deceived him into becoming a prophet. When he says, "O Lord, you have deceived me, and I was deceived." What he's actually doing is declaring that he did not become a prophet of his own will, but he had to be prevailed upon by God to assume an obligation, and that obligation brought him nothing but anguish and pain as he served as God's prophet among his people. And so we see at the beginning of Jeremiah chapter 20, Jeremiah is prophesying at the temple. And one of the priests, okay, this is not just some unbeliever, this is a priest who hears him prophesying and doesn't like what he says, and so he takes Jeremiah and he beats Jeremiah and he puts him in the stocks that are at the gate of the temple. Jeremiah was just doing his job. He was telling the people what God told him to say, and he gets publicly humiliated for just doing his job. And so at the end of chapter 19, we see Jeremiah saying at the temple, Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I am bringing upon this city and upon all its towns all the disaster that I have pronounced against it, because they have stiffened their neck, refusing to hear my words. So you can see that was not a very popular message among the people. The land was full of vices. The people were embedded in idolatry. The people were killing the prophets so that they could continue in their sin. And so the first part of Jeremiah, from chapter 1 all the way through chapter 20, that whole book is entirely about rebuke and complaint about the wickedness and the sins of the Jews. But if that's not enough, Jeremiah, besides complaining and rebuking them, he warned that punishment was at hand. Jerusalem and the whole land was going to be destroyed, with the people taking into Babylon. And it's because of his message that Jeremiah is beaten and arrested and put into the stocks of the temple for the day. And for our lesson and our text, the stuff that we read, that is his response to that action. Jeremiah states, I've become a laughingstock all the day. Everyone mocks me. Well, when you are beaten and put in stocks, that's bound to happen. But one wouldn't expect that that would happen to one of God's prophets, and yet it did. I mean, time and time again, we see God's prophets ridiculed. Elisha was near a group of boys, and they started mocking him, saying, go up, Baldy. So basically, they were mocking him because Elisha wasn't taken up into heaven in a chariot like his predecessor Elijah had been. And they were also mocking him because of his baldness. Well, in that case, those boys, well, they were attacked by a she-bear, and Elisha didn't have any problems after that. But not everyone who mocks Christians and laughs at them is attacked by a bear. Most of them get plenty of publicity and go without punishment. Many times it's the Christians who receive the humiliation and struggle in their lives, being called hypocrites, as we often are. The world hates Christians and will do just about anything to make life miserable for them. And it's not just the world in general. It's people who are close to us as well. I mean, Jeremiah says, for I hear many whispering, terror is on every side. Denounce him, let us denounce him. Say all my close friends watching for my fall. Perhaps he will be deceived, and then we can overcome him and take our revenge on him. So it's not just the other people that are around him that don't like his message, but it's Jeremiah's close friends who are just waiting for him to slip and to fall. And yet, with all of this going on around him, with his friends looking out for him and trying to take over him, with being beaten by a priest and being put in stocks overnight, Jeremiah's response is amazing. His faith in God is amazing. He says, but the Lord is with me as a dread warrior, and therefore my persecutors will stumble. They will not overcome me. They will be greatly shamed, for they will not succeed. Their eternal dishonor will never be forgotten. O Lord of hosts, who tests the righteous, who sees the heart and the mind, let me see your vengeance upon them, for to you I have committed my cause. Sing to the Lord, praise the Lord, for he has delivered the life of the needy from the hand of the evildoers. My dear friends, in the midst of struggle, in the midst of people trying to dishonor him, those are great words of faith. We can thank God that we have not been beaten for our faith. We can thank God that we have not endured public humiliation for our relationship with God. Because like Jeremiah, we know that God is with us like a dread warrior. Our Lord has sent his Son to die on the cross for our sins. And if God has done that for us, what won't he do to watch over us and protect us and strengthen our faith? Like Jeremiah, we know that unbelievers will endure eternal dishonor. They may make fun of us now. They may cause trouble for us now. But they will endure the eternal fires of hell forever. And like Jeremiah, through the Holy Spirit working in the Word and the sacraments, we are committed to God and we place all of our trust in Him. And so we gather together Sunday after Sunday, singing our praises to God. We continue to praise the Lord who has done so many mighty things in our lives each and every day. Through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, He has delivered our lives from the hands of evildoers time and time again. And so, yes, we do struggle in our lives. Life can be a struggle day after day after day. And yet, if life was easy, again, there wouldn't be any of those country and western songs. If life was easy, chances are we wouldn't be so dependent on God. We would think that we didn't need God in our lives. So maybe it's good that we struggle from time to time. Maybe it's good that life has its ups and downs. Because it's during those struggles that we really put our faith and our trust in our God. It's during those troubles that we stop trying to run our own lives. And we let God run our life. It really is a blessing that God uses our struggles to bring us closer to Him. And God uses our struggles to strengthen our faith and bring us closer together as a family in God. In Jesus' name, amen. May the peace of God, which far surpasses all of our human understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forevermore. Amen.